This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans and EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our bulk mail haulers, the postal guys out there going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to keep everybody moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Getter, Truth Social, Twitter, and Instagram, all as Captain's America. Check us out over there. And don't forget, our website is merely the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the panhandle of Florida, where it's got to be nice and cool and comfortable, because he's up there further north than I am, so we like to call that the frozen tundra, but I somehow don't think it is. It's Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Okay, is it warm up there?
It's a little toasty.
Okay. Because
It's a little toasty. We've had some heat advisories the last few days. So.
It's 82 degrees here right now, clear skies, but that's not...
Hey, we'll be lucky if we have lower 90s today.
Okay. Well, that's not bad. That's not bad. Beats California, 118 in the shade out there in Death Valley.
Yeah, but not for July in Florida, that's for sure.
No. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we had a situation last night near Rochester, New York, where the GOP nominee for New York governor, Congressman Lee Zeldin, who's from downstate in Long Island, was attacked by what they now believe was a, I don't know that we can use the word drunk, but he had been drinking, Iraq war veteran, and he just got out of hand and walked up on the stage and away he went.
Well, he got up on stage. He also had a weapon.
He had
a knife. Mm-hmm. He had a crafted knife.
Mm-hmm.
That goes to prove that don't need a gun to actually threaten somebody's life.
Nope.
And in the aftermath of the ruling in New York, that everybody's going crazy. All the liberals are going crazy about up in New York. You know, that's the first point. Second point is if somebody did have a concealed carry up there, they could have dropped the guy when he showed the knife.
Sure.
You know, so I'm glad Zeldin's okay. He wasn't hurt. They wrestled a bit, and I guess the lead of the VFW up there is a guy who subdued him.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You know, and he sprung into action, so kudos to him. But, another reason why we have to address mental health in this country in an honest way, rather than just throwing money at it or pontificating about it during an election year. And another reason why we have to provide those services to our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to dig into what was affecting this guy,
mm-hmm.
that he would rush a stage with a knife and try and kill a candidate for governor.
Mm-hmm. Now, 5 days after President Biden finished a trip to the Middle East, where he pumped fists and shook hands with Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid and pumped fists with Israeli President Isaac Herzog, the White House has announced that Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. Now, he had a press conference where he was coughing and hacking and drinking water up in front of some reporters and whatnot. So there's no telling how many people he may have infected or crossed paths with.
No, the good thing about this one is the variant that's going around is not aggressive, even though it can be transmitted easily. Even people who are in their 80s and 90s are having it and recovering it without being hospitalized. So this strain is not something that we should be freaking out over, especially after Omicron, when a lot of people have built natural immunity to this. So, you know, the idea that the press is going berserk, that the president has COVID about this strain is over the top, overkill, trying to beat the dead horse to make it something that it's not. That said, if we were going to go by the way Mr. Biden has responded to the COVID events and still does, everybody on Air Force One should be quarantined.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, if he's going to play this card about COVID still being something that we need a national health emergency about, then everybody on Air Force One has to be quarantined. So which one is it?
Yep. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens, but I don't think he'll do that, but that's just me.
No, of course. There's two sets of rules in this country. Mm-hmm. There's rules for people like you and I, and then there's rules for who they anoint as the elite.
Yeah,
we saw that during the worst days of COVID, when Gavin Newsom was having $400 a plate dinners and everybody else was in their homes.
Well, hold that thought, my friend. Well, I'll be right back with more with Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I'm speaking with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check that out. But in the meantime, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and the Moss Nissan dealerships, and they have three of them and a fourth one coming. It'll be around probably next month. Now, Moss Care is something you've heard me talk about. It gives you miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of the vehicle you're driving. You also can't beat the selection at Moss, over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, and just on there, on display in the lots at all times. So there you go. You can walk right out and pick what you want. Now, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, get great care taking care of you as you get great deals on vehicles. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River. The flagship stores in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and an all-new Moss Nissan coming probably the first week of August, if not sometime late in July. Moss Nissan in Brooksville. Yep, Brooksville. State Route 50 just this side of the Veterans Expressway. So keep that in mind. There's going to be a big grand opening. I'm going to be there, and we're going to be doing a live broadcast from there. Now, Moss Nissan, their motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and that's what they strive for, and that's what they're striving to be all the time, every time. So check them out, MAUSNissan.com, M-A-U-S, Moss, Nissan.com, and don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and good morning, my friend.
Mr. Captain.
Now, there's no doubt that the truckers in California got screwed, blued, and tattooed with the gig law out there that we talked about probably a month and a half or so ago. Now, what they're doing is they're taking a job action by taking the tractors that are out there because, again, The way it changed was if you're not a member of the union, and if you're not leased to a company, not your own company with your own authority, but at a company, regular company, that comes into the ports and has a contract to be there, then they don't want you hauling out of their ports. So they are blocking the entrance and exit as best they can with their trucks, just saying, well, geez, it won't start or I got a flat tire or whatever. And that'll only last so long, but the port in Los Angeles and the port in Oakland are both being handled that way.
Well, it's, you know, this is obviously a union-connected give-back from the elected class in California and ill thought out, given the supply chain issue that's happening out there. A stupid rule that runs counter to the idea of the free market. I would have much rather seen the truckers say, you know what, California politicians, you know, you want to treat us like this? We're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
We're gone. We're going to port states like Texas, Florida, where A, there's no income tax, but B, we can find work. And they're right to work states. We don't have to be union, so we're leaving.
Yep.
You know, get your government run trucks over here to move the food into the grocery stores. Get your government run trucks and your union aligned people to unload all of the cargo and all of the goods that all the elites want in Los Angeles and San Francisco that are usually moved by independent truckers because we're leaving. Because I believe they're, what, 70,000 strong?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, find a replacement for 70,000 people at the drop of a dime because you choose to treat us like second-class citizens in our own industry because we don't get robbed by a union every month for in our paycheck. I would have much rather seen them walk away from the state of California, just like a lot of corporations have done and just like a lot of citizens have done because the ruling class in California is so snobbish and highbrow, so elite, that their ideology, they believe it's okay to hurt the people that actually live and work in their state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, we've got companies like Costco, Kroger, of course, Wendy's ran out of hamburgers a little while ago. And how can this possibly be? How can you run out of hamburgers at a Wendy's? But they did. Because they weren't coming in the way that they were supposed to be. Because Wendy's gets their hamburgers processed overseas. I don't know if you knew that or not. And then they're shipped in by a ship.
Well, it's not because we have a lack of cattle ranchers in this country. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing report after report of cattle ranchers having to cull their herds.
That's right.
Because they can't get the herds through the processing plants to market.
Yep.
And when you look at the processing plants in this country, I believe there's a big four.
Mm-hmm.
And three of them are Chinese dominatedly owned.
Yep. Smithfield's, you know, so, out of Virginia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's time to actually decentralize that industry. You know, and in years past, the Congress would have been looking at this saying, whoa, there's really no competition here. You know, there's a lone four that have carved up the country and they're working in collusion. We have to do something to break this up. Now, that's anti-free market as far as I'm concerned. But when you have people come over here dominating an industry like that who can control the food supply and jack up the prices, you know, the cattle ranchers, when they do get their product to market, are not making a killing. The people who are making the money in all of this are the processors.
Now,
so we need to shed a spotlight on them and show the American people how they're getting raped at the supermarkets because the processors are doing the raping, not the cattle ranchers.
Now, I know that you like being around politics a lot and being involved with talking about it. And here's something.
I do not.
Yeah, and here's something.
What do you mean?
And here's something that'll really blow you away. A Rasmussen Reports poll released yesterday found that nearly 7 in 10 voters do not want Hillary Clinton to run for president again in 2024. Now, it gets better. A resounding 66% say that they don't want to see Mitt Romney run again for anything. And that's compared to only 19% who said he should. Meanwhile, his colleague, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, who is also unpopular with the voters nationally, 63% of them said he should sit out the next presidential primary. Meanwhile, 67% responded that they didn't want to see the once popular Senator Bernie Sanders run in 2024. They've had enough with him.
No, getting away from the specific names, I do believe there's a distaste for Hillary Clinton because she's a lying thief.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why there's such a bad taste in her mouth about Hillary Clinton. She hasn't told the truth for the last 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want her. They don't want someone who's going to lie to them and think it's okay, especially when that person's taking a knee for the globalist elite around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But all of those numbers high, take away those names, and what the sentiment is saying is they're tired of 20, 30, and 40-year professional politicians.
Yep.
They want a sea change in Washington. Now, the one thing I will add for people to consider in this is that it's not necessarily the person going to Washington that's causing the problems that just linger and linger and linger.
Mm-hmm.
It's the department and agency hierarchy in the administrative apparatus that never changes,
right,
that keeps government going in a perpetual type of motion.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be term limits on those people as well. Add to that the congressional staff that never changes but just moves around to different offices when new people get elected. When you don't have a sea change over the whole of government when things change, nothing changes.
Mm-hmm.
So when your executive staff at the EPA, at the State Department, at the Justice Department, at the IRS, at the Interior Department, when they never change, the upper echelon that comes in who is new to the job has to rely on someone to get to function because they don't know the ins and outs of what happens every day.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people who control what happens, and those are the people that have to be changed out.
Can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay. All right, folks. Frank will be right back with me. And when we come back, there's been an agreement reached on the Ukrainian grain. Turkey was the broker. They'll be signing a deal today with Russia and other countries in Istanbul. We'll be telling you all about that and a lot more to come with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the made-for-TV January 6th committee continues their mostly partisan investigation, without any credible cross-examination taking place, former Attorney General Bill Barr on Newsmax last night points out how partisan this spectacle is.
I think is a misuse of the process, and it sort of highlights the fact that it is a committee that's weighted in one direction.
Officials from Russia, Ukraine, and the United Nations plan to sign a deal to resume exports of Ukrainian grain via the Black Sea on Friday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres landed in Istanbul last night and added, "The parties involved had come to an agreement but cautioned that last-minute problems could still arise before they sign off on today's deal. Today is National Brain Day to raise awareness on brain health in our modern age. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website continues right after I tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And they have been with me, and I have been with them for going on 8+ years. Now, I first heard about them with an ad just like the one you're hearing me talk about on the radio with some radio guy saying, hey, I tried this and the product worked, and you need to try it too. Well, basically, that's what I'm going to tell you. But I'm going to tell you in a little different way. I was struggling for years with the pain that I had, not only in my feet, my legs, my ankles, but also my back, because you see, part of my problem is I've broken my back and my spine has been fused, not once, but twice. And I had some other injuries. And when you ache, that's all there is to it. And the one thing about Relief Factor was the second I took it, and I took it as was directed, the pain went away after a couple of weeks. It just absolutely went away. And it stayed away. And the only time it comes back is if I run out of Relief Factor or if I forget to take it and then, it does whatever. It comes back after a period of 4, 5, 6 hours. Now, I take it in the morning with a meal, religiously, and that gets it all started. And you should do the same. Now, the website to check out is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. For 8 years that I've been with them, the price for the 3-week quick start has been $19.95, and it's the same price today. Go over there, try the 3-week quick start, take it as directed, and see what happens. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. And good morning, Frank, and thanks for sticking around.
Absolutely, anytime and always.
Now, Turkey is going to have the Russians and another group of interested companies that are looking to buy the Ukrainian grain and a Ukrainian grain export deal is going to be signed today in Istanbul.
Well, you know, this, take a look at this as from the vantage point of a chess game instead of a checkers game. You had Turkey who vocalized their opposition to the Ukraine joining NATO. That took a long time to actually come to the table. So Putin is rewarding him, making Turkey a major negotiating player in that sphere. Not just in Europe, but, you know, Istanbul and Turkey is the gateway into Asia and the Middle East for Europe. So Putin is rewarding Erdogan with a broker's title when it comes to negotiating between Russia and the world. That's not a small title to have. You know, he's being rewarded for not joining in with his European counterparts in a knee-jerk fashion when it came to the Ukraine. So while it's good that we're moving food to people who need it and creating trade for people who need that trade at this moment, there is a political angle to that too.
Okay. Now, 8 House Republicans yesterday broke with their party to support a bill intended to protect access to contraceptives, according to the Hill. So the measure got passed.
I can't express enough the uselessness of these pieces of legislation coming out of the House now with regard to the decision by the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
These are all sensationalized measures that are, A, going to go nowhere in the Senate, but B, don't need to happen because nothing is going to happen to affect these things.
Mm-hmm.
Contraception is not under threat of being removed as a legal thing. It's just not.
Mm-hmm.
Same-sex marriage, interracial marriage is not being threatened in the United States. Supreme Court Justice Tantamount has said so.
Mm-hmm.
Clarence Thomas was espousing his own personal opinions on these things, and he is one out of the 9 that thinks that way.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these measures being passed through the House that are supposed, oh, we have to panic. We have to protect same-sex marriage. We have to protect interracial. We have to protect contraceptives. It's all for show.
Mm-hmm.
It's all to try to make this Roe versus Wade decision more than it is going into the midterms of the general, because now that people are understanding that in their states there's abortion law, you can still get an abortion in this state.
Mm-hmm.
You could even in some of the more in the Bible Belt states, you can still get an abortion under certain. I thought it was outlawed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. No, the Supreme Court decision didn't outlaw abortion. It gave the right to purview over that back to the states where it belonged. And now people are starting to go, well, what else is the federal government doing that they shouldn't be doing that the states should have a say over?
Mm-hmm.
People are waking up to that, and the left in Congress cannot have that. So they need to instill the fear factor in the people out there about things that aren't even being threatened in order to gin up a false flag argument for the midterms and the next general. That's what these legislations are.
Okay. Now, Steve Bannon and his defense is seeking an acquittal of his charges, and then they're going to rest their case when they do that. In the meantime, the prosecution called 2 witnesses, and that was the end of their case. This has been a very quick little deal moving down the road, and it's expected to go to the jury today.
No, I would be asking for that, too. It's the First Amendment right to redress of government and free speech. There has been nothing proven that a crime, besides the people who broke up property and who engaged in the trumped up charge of unlawfully being on Capitol grounds, there was no crime committed on January 6th, except for those people directly related to those 2 acts. What did Steve Bannon do?
Nothing. He wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
You can say anything you want when you're talking about politics in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's protected under the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. So what does Steve Bannon do?
Mm-hmm.
Why was he brought up on charges? Why should he be asking for an acquittal? He shouldn't have even been charged.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, we don't do what the communist Chinese do, and we don't do what the Soviets did. We don't even do what the despots of Venezuela do. We don't execute political persecution.
Mm-hmm.
But everything surrounding January 6th that is directly related to people who damaged property is political persecution.
Yep.
It's being exercised by the people who scream tolerance in every other avenue of politics and society today.
Yep.
So, you know, are we the land of the free anymore? Well, if you were screaming on January 6th that you thought something was wrong and you happened to be in Washington, D.C., not so much.
Mm-hmm. Now, two of our most favorite female Democrats, a super PAC group, is now working to block Kamala Harris and Maxine Waters from being on the ballots anywhere.
Well, I disagree with that. I just do. Unless they are disqualified because of the qualifications for the office, which I believe Maxine Waters is because she doesn't live in her district.
That's right.
And that should have been addressed
years ago. Mm-hmm.
You know, that was just allowed to stand. The House should have expelled her for not meeting the qualifications, but she's a Democrat vote, so that would never happen. But Kamala Harris, her crime is being a moron.
Mm-hmm.
But she's qualified in every other way to run for an office. There are only so many qualifying prerequisites for running for office. And sadly, she meets them all because there's no intelligence requirement. you know, but she has a right to run, just like Donald Trump has a right to run.
Mm-hmm.
When Liz Cheney came out on the January 6th podium and said that the purposes of this commission is to make sure that Donald Trump never runs for president again.
Right.
That's a violation of his rights as a U.S. citizen.
Because
that's what he is right now.
It's also a violation of her oath as a congresswoman.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So we're not about political prosecution or expelling people from ballot.
All right, well, you have yourself a great weekend. I look forward to talking to you on Monday, so stay nice and cool up there.
I'll do my best. Stay well, my friend.
All right, thanks very much. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com website, undergroundusa.com. Go there, check it out, and see all the different things that he gets involved in. And I will be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, now this is a very popular time slot because this time slot is sponsored by our buddies down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, they will offer installation, they will offer on-site cleaning, and they will also offer parts and repairs. So stop by the store, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call if you want at 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service. And if you're outside the area, and maybe you're in one of our listening from one of our affiliates somewhere around the countryside, and you're looking for parts or blinds or shades or shutters, they can certainly ship them to you via the mail or via UPS or whatever means you want. So give them a call at 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number one more time, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Sports Zone himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Everybody out there listening, greatly appreciate you. And, some breaking news in the world of sports. QB Kyler Murray agrees to terms on a contract extension out there in Arizona. He's getting a heck of a payday, Captain. Let me tell you, wow. A lot of bread. Not, and, It's going to be a big deal. $230 million with $160 million guaranteed. You know, his annual value of the contract's $46 million. It's just, it's amazing what's going on with the price of these contracts for these athletes. God bless them for getting it. And, you know, the owners are making billions, so why shouldn't they make millions? Would be the discussion. But it makes it, you know, difficult for a lot of fans to go see the games too, Captain. I think that's getting into it. And it's not just going to the stadium. It's these games.
You got to remember that at some point you're going to price yourself right out of your own market because of the money you got to have to charge for the tickets that the people are struggling to try to afford to begin with. It's not like everybody's got money to go out and buy a baseball ticket and park a car and take your family for $100 a pop to a game. It's not like everybody's got that.
Exactly, Matt. You said it right on the money, Captain, and it's amazing that, you know, they don't see that. You have all this TV money going around, too. So, obviously, with that TV money, then you get the advertising. The advertisers have to pay more money, and then what does that mean? That means the consumer of those products has to pay more money. It's a trickle-down theory that can really hurt, not help, to say the least, especially the way with inflation is right now. So, another news report, Captain. The Browns are signing QB Josh Rosen. And it's amazing. He was the first-round pick of the Cardinals, and then it didn't work out. So what happened was they went and got Kyler Murray, and they traded him to the Dolphins. Well, now he's with a sixth team. He's going to be signed for the Browns because of Deshaun Watson debacle up there in Cleveland. So right now he's fourth on the depth chart, but if Deshaun Watson can't play for whatever length of time, then he'll have a chance to get on the field. But I'm sure he's there just as a emergency scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So, another quarterback, Captain, Lamar Jackson, he reported to the Ravens training camp. He's looking for a contract extension also. So we shall see what will come about. But he showed up for camp. He's ready to practice.
Mm-hmm.
He loves the game. He just wants to compete. And what happens, happens. Yeah, we're talking about these contract extensions for the players, Captain. Well, coaches are starting to make some serious money, and we're going to kind of spin to college football. Georgia's Kirby Smart, great coach. He gets a 10-year, $112 million extension. So he's going to make over $10 million a year. There's only a few coaches in the collegiate making that type of money.
Wow.
Yeah. Nick Saban, you have Jimbo Fisher, who went from Florida State to Texas A&M, and LSU. So, you know, these guys are making the big bucks. And then we like to talk about, Captain, stadiums being built.
Mm-hmm.
And the 76ers, the basketball team up there in Philly, for all the listeners up there in the northeast of the show.
Used to play in the Spectrum.
Yeah, they're going to build a new $1.3 billion. Dollar Arena downtown. So if they can do that, I think the Tampa Bay Rays can build a stadium in Tampa and make it happen and get some local people to pony up to make it happen. Would you concur with that, Captain?
Yeah, I would. If they want to keep baseball here, they're going to have to. Otherwise, they're going to lose it, plain and simple. There's no way around it.
Yeah. It's amazing that, you know, Florida has turned into more of a hockey state than a baseball state.
Especially this area. Especially this area right here.
Yeah, because you've got a lot of great athletes from the west coast of Florida make it happen. So, at least. You have the Tour de France going on, Captain. And obviously, baseball got back in the gear yesterday after the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'll be interesting to see what happens in that realm. And also, don't want to forget our NASCAR fans out there, because they're going to be wanting to see what's going on this weekend, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
You just cracked me up with it.
Turn left, go fast.
That's it, man. So.
Turn left, go fast. Yep.
Where they're going to be. So,
all right.
I'm looking forward to it. And they'll be up in the Pocono race, right? And just want to let the people know out there listening, hey, if I can be of any help to you, feel free to give me a call at 813-966-1052. Any insurance questions you have, give me a call. If I can't answer them, I'll find somebody who can. Been doing it for over 30 years. Help out people with their Medicare, their life insurance, their annuities. There's just a lot of things going on. You might have some Social Security questions. You might have some veterans questions. Please, feel free to call me. Give me your help. Captain Bruce can tell you. Call me at 813-966-1052. God bless everybody. Have a safe weekend. Thank you, Matt.
See you Sunday. Okay, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone Insurance quarterback. Now, get ready, folks. Get ready. Here it comes.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, outside Mar-a-Lago. I'm coming to you live on behalf of the 85 million people who voted for Donald Trump. That's only grown to double that. Okay, because of the ineptness and the incompetence and the corruption of this White House who doubles down on stupidity. Okay, that's how stupid they are. They don't want to change course. They don't want to say, hey, this isn't working. Trump's policies were better for the blacks and the Hispanics and the American people. No, they want to double down on stupid. Okay, that's a disgrace. He should be fired for total incompetence. That never happens anywhere. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you understand that what the playbook is. They're going to try and unleash another COVID. They're going to try. And let me say something to you. If you're in a state, I don't give a doggone if they have Donkey Kong, Wuhan, or whatever kind of flu China releases. If you're governor and you're mayor and you're city council and your people and your state reps that sold you out of Pennsylvania and Arizona and Michigan and shut you down, you should be hung for treason along with those corrupt governors and mayors and politicians, okay? Because Martin Luther King Jr. said, free at last, free at last, okay? So you're going to keep me home while you try and steal an election from a guy who can't do the job and should be fired and everybody knows it, okay? And by the way, I didn't forget, you know, I want to change your football here. I'm the Vincent T. Lombardi of pro football. But the greatest football coach is the one who kneeled down and prayed and pointed to the Supreme Court that Jesus Christ is Lord and King. God bless you.
All right, thank you. All right. Todd in Tampa, no shortage of words today. Listen, we'll be back tonight with the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Looking forward to talking about a lot of different things, wrapping the week up and checking out what happens today. Hope you have a great day. If you're in the heat, try to stay cool. God bless America. See you all tonight.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.